much does this game turn on the Newman at bet in the fourth? You have two runs on second and third, two outs, 3-0 count. Gives some battle time. He's right out of that spot.
Yeah, and even in the first, to be quite honest with you, that was a big part of the game. But also in the first, load the bases and get out of it the way he did, only giving up one there on the sack fly. That's huge. And we've seen it now with a couple of our veteran starters just being able to really just minimize damage and then give you length after that. We've seen Lance do it. We've now seen Gibby do it. But that was a big part of it. He navigated that lineup extremely well. He pitched awesome. Had everything working. Changeup was really good for him. But that first inning actually set the tone.
Talking about it for a good couple months now, but he's been five stars. He's gone at least six in all five. How important is that?
Yeah, that was the topic this offseason, right? We wanted to get guys in here that could give us a little bit of length, and then our bullpen lineup the way that it has. When you can go JoJo Kittredge to Helsley, it's worked really well. And today was another example of that.
To your previous point about Kyle, what have you learned about his poise specifically in those innings where they can spiral?
I think when you talk about a veteran pitcher, part of it is they've experienced doing that well, not doing it well, and figuring out ways to continue to kind of evolve. And you look at Gibby, he's had some really good years, and he's had years where he's gotten punched in the face, and you have to figure out a way to kind of combat that. And when you face a tough inning, heartbeat's the same. He figures out a way to just minimize damage, and we've seen it a couple times now. Yeah.
Richardson, we say about the team and
yeah, it was just a bad game yesterday as far as final score. They showed up today ready to go, and we're going to take it one game at a time. Today was a good one.
Yeah. That sixth inning, I think you had a couple guys who hit the first pitch they saw. Is it kind of that mindset, you know, might as well be around the plate?
Yeah, I mean, this guy doesn't walk many people. He's around the plate. He's very good at what he does. We saw it for a while here, but we were able to get to him that inning, and it was some really good at bats.
What's it play with Ray getting that?
That was perfect. It really was. Gets a good jump. I mean, Gore drives the ball there. We were able to score. Yes, he was on green and he picked the right time.
You talk about getting being contagious in this game, and we saw that today, but would you argue that you could see that in the bullpen some as well? Just it seems like performance after performance, these guys are responding.
Yeah, there's an identity in that pen right now, and I would say in our rotation as well, as far as we have the lead and that ball gets handed to the first guy in the pen, the game's over. And that's the way they view it as well, and they've done a good job of that. Yeah.
I know the scores will fluctuate, but how much do you think this is a style of game you're going to play this year? The kind of pitching you got from Gibson, you showed a lot of game or a lot of experience.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the style of game we're going to need in order to get to where we want to get to. There's going to be games where we hit more doubles and homers and score that way as well, because we have the personnel to do that. At the moment, that hasn't been the case, so you have to do what we did today. But yeah, this is one of the ways, and probably one of the most common ways I think we'll see more wins.
Yeah. Your decision to put Tajes in later in the game,
sure.
No, Herrera's
not dealing with anything. It was defense-based. We wanted to make sure that if they were going to get 90 feet, they were going to have to earn it.